side mark. I thought he should have tried to get upfield and probably could have got another 3-4 yards with his quick feet. Decided to stop his feet and come back in. Anytime a receiver stops his feet, it's not a good thing.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Stampeders at the 35-yard line. Jones goes left along with Rhymes to the far side. Play clock at 6. Three-man pressure by the Elks. Adams is back, dancing, comes to the line of scrimmage and runs. 30, lunges ahead to about the 27-yard line, then bounced forward a bit.
The ball
came loose. I think they'll say he was down before the ball popped.
The ball can't cause the fumble. He kind of reached the ball forward, kind of dove, Mark, with the ball, and the ground did cause that fumble, but that's going to be real short. I think Dave Dickinson's going to go for this one. He's bringing in the big guys, and they got Bonner kind of doing a lot of the quarterback sneaks now and bringing a couple of big guys, take out some little guys. It's going to be third down and about a yard.
Bringing in Thomas Jack Kurdla, who has signed, a big lineman who spent all of his career with Edmonton up until this year when he was let go just before training camp began. Third down and a long one. Bonner is up and under center. He runs to his left and has the first down with room to spare. Stampeders 8 and the Elks 1. We're in the first quarter with 3:48 to play.
Good quarterback sneaky. Bonner took the ball and kind of waited, see where it is, and find that hole and just get up there. That's a good sneak play as he gets a slap from Dame Dickinson as he comes off to the sidelines.
At the 25 of Edmonton, that's where the Stampeders will scrimmage. First down and 10. Break out of the hull. Mills all the way in the backfield. Begelton, top receiver a year ago. This is his first action. He lines up. Now comes back to the formation. Mills gets the call. He dances up the middle, but the Elks read that. They got into the hole very quickly.
A little read pass.
Much gain on that play, yeah.
Sorry, Mark. Read pass option. Vernon Adams is excellent at that because you got to respect his speed outside. That time he handled off to Mills, but as you said, just good defensive tackle, no gain whatsoever.
But at the defensive lineman, yeah, no gain at all, maybe half a yard, 2:55 remaining. Passing down for the Calgary Stampeders. DeMurray playing left tackle. Begelton, Mr. Second Down last year, is in the slot right. Adams will take the snap. Adams back, dancing, throwing it across the net. That ball is caught inside the 10, falling down at about the 8-yard. Dominate Rhymes before he's touched. First down, Stampeders now. Goal to goal.
Yeah, Rhymes, he's a big guy. Third catch of the game. That's just out by one guy and a curl and just excellent read. It was zone coverage and Adams just read what the coverage was. Pretty impressed with the old line so far. They're giving Adams lots of time to throw that football.
And the Stampeders are goal to goal from the 8-yard line. They're leading 8-1 at this juncture of the game. Vernon Adams, the quarterback, again with Mills in the backfield to his right. Mills crouches, hands on the knees. Adams will take the ball. Looking wide side, throwing wide side. That ball's caught at about the 2-yard line by Reggie Begelton. Then he is driven back, but Stampeders will have great field position. Ross on the tackle, but they should spot that at about the 2, I would think.
Yeah, another good throw by Adams. Pretty impressed, Mark. 8 for 9 for 107 yards this opening quarter. Vernon Adams on fire.
Extra offensive lineman, Thomas Jack Kurdla in, and Quincy Vaughn, the big guy, the short yardage guy on second and goal from the 2, is in the ball game.
They got Quincy Vaughn and Logan. They're letting both of them do the quarterback sneaks. Adams back in there.
All right, maybe they'll use him as a tight end. Give is to Mills. He runs left side, pushes towards the goal line, but the Elks are stout. They keep him out.
Yeah, they're really been tough. It's going to be third down, and now they're going to take Adams out and put Logan Bonner back in the game.
Yep. Bonner at the end with the tackle.
This is a good sign if they're thinking Logan Bonner's going to be the guy to do that short yardage. That's that third quarterback. That's what they do. So, in fact, he's getting all these reps.
Yep.
Might be saying something.
55 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Stampeders on the doorstep. Lines are down. Bonner, the quarterback, takes the ball, runs right, pushes ahead, crosses the goal line. Flag on the play, but if it stands, it's a touchdown, Stampeders.
Gain's probably going to be offside, but we'll have to get the call from the head referee. And another great drive by Vernon Adams. Excellent throws. Right now, 8 for 9, 107 yards. Now I get the referee give us the call.
Offside, Edmonton number 32. That penalty is declined. Touchdown.
Well, mention it again, Mark. Our matchup of the game was how good's that starting O going to do against the not starting D? Well, they've done great. They marched the ball right down the field as if the defense wasn't even there. Done very well.
Rene Paredes on for the extra point. The shadows moving across the field there to the far hash marks. One of the holders, Messina, is on to hold. At least one of the punters is on to hold at the 32. The snap, it is down. Paredes drives the ball through the upright. Stampeders leading by a count of 15-1. So it's working so far. The quarterback acquisition, I acknowledge, it's a lot of season to go, but nonetheless, it's working very, very well. He's looking really sharp. Stampeders won their opener, of course, 26-16. And they won, certainly,
and
with a lot of different things without Vernon Adams.
But he's looking like he's got all the tools, Mark. He can throw the ball. Excellent reads. He looks like a 9-year seasoned vet with all the tools, as I said. And he's taken off and ran. He's moved the pocket. Haven't seen a bad throw he's made so far. So Vernon Adams so far having a great, good ball game. I wonder how much they're going to keep him in, because usually if you get a guy and he gets that success, he gets one more good drive like that. And I think Dave's going to say, you know, he's primed, he's ready. Let's see what the other guys can do.
Sun busting through the clouds now as the teams gather around their respective benches. Elks will play their preseason home opener, their finale. That'll be next week there against BC. Then they open in BC, so they'll see a lot of the BC Lions.
I'm sure you guys have talked about it. Stamps got a weird schedule. In fact, this is their last preseason. Now we go 2 weeks without a game.
Oh,
I don't know. Do you think that's a negative or a positive? You get 2 weeks to prepare, but I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of wonder myself. I'm not sure I would want that, but keep more in rhythm, but that's what they're going to do.
Oh, once again, rain's going to be kicking into a pretty stiff breeze. Look at those flags at the end, Mark, and the upper flags are really flopping, so Rennie's just going to try and, you don't want to get it too, you kind of, this is where you want to have a little bit of a line drive kick, even though you don't got much hang time. It cuts into the wind a little bit. When you kick it up and kick it high, it almost floats back with the wind the way it is, but Elks should get pretty good field position. So Stampeders, they get that win the second quarter, though, it's going to be a big advantage with the kicking game.
Smith and Steven are the returners. Arkell Smith to the near side. Rennie Paredes lines up. Runs with the ball and boots it downfield.
It's a pretty good kick.
Yep, from the 15 into the wind. From the 15, Elks return it. 20 up at the 30. There's a seam. 30 up at the 38-yard line. Before that tackle is made, that was Anthony Federico, a lineman, making the tackle.
Yeah, Anthony Federico, the second-year player out of Queens, second-round draft pick of Hamilton. Big, long guy, powerful, and fighting for one another position. We've got, about 14 defensive backs and about 14 defensive linemen on the roster this
week. Oh, yeah. 82 in total. Yeah, there are a lot.
16 defensive backs. Just counted them.
It's a lot. Fajardo leading the way. Likely the final play of the quarter. First and 10 Edmonton at their own 39-yard line. Calgary shows a four-man front. Fake into the line. Fajardo rolls right. Throws on the run. That ball is caught and then driven into the sidelines. Receiver is swallowed up on the far sidelines.
Well, I think it was at Johnson out there, but right on him, a little comeback route, and again, coming back to the football. Good route by the Elks, but
yep. That's it for our first quarter. The score, Calgary 15, Edmonton 1. Up in a moment, second quarter football action. You're listening to Stampeder Football and QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta's a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power Onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer and tell them PB sent you.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park? The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Hey, Stamps fans, this is Miles Brown. Keep it right here on QR Calgary all season long.
Oh, yeah. Miles, part of the defensive line the Stampeders will likely start with on June the 7th. We're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. And welcome to second quarter action. Greg, some highlights and numbers from the first quarter.
Well, Mark, I'm afraid that the stats at the first downs, Calgary 9, the Elks only 1, Calgary totally dominated. Net offense, Stamps 143, Elks 36. In the passing category, Elks 38, Stamps 119. Excellent quarter of football for the Stampeders. They just look like Vernon Adams was kicking on all cylinders.
Elks start out at their 47-yard line. Cody Fajardo is in the gun. Elks moving left to right to the scoreboard end of the stadium. And first down, play fake, snap into the right flat. That is caught by Mathis. He gets up 50 to the 52 before he's pushed out of bounds. And that's enough for a first down for Edmonton.
A little pick route. What they do is they have the guy coming across the formation. He goes into the flat, little fake handoff by Fajardo, and then that keeps the linebacker in. And then they have the outside guy just running stop at 5 yards, runs a pick for the guy. Stamps, unfortunately, in the man-to-man coverage. Guy couldn't get over there. Consequently, first down.
Yeah, Richardson on the tackle. He rolled towards the sideline. Jackson going wide left for the outs. He's in the sun. Many of his fellow receivers are in the shade as the sun sets. First down and 10, 54-yard line. Now Fajardo is motioning to a player, and we have a time count violation or illegal procedure. Anyway, there's lots of flags.
Well, Fajardo is really
procedure
on his cadence.
Edmonton number 59. 5-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
You know, Fajardo doing that cadence. He likes that hard count, Mark, where he goes, hut. You know, really makes it loud and emphasizes it. Well, so loud it emphasized so much that his offensive lineman popped off the ball.
Well, here's the thing. In this game, Fajardo has as much CFL experience as the rest of the offense combined. So he's really in there. Victor splitting right. Solo receiver to the short side. Richardson picks him up to the side of the field. Snap back to Fajardo. Stampeders send four. Fajardo pitches across the middle. Caught by Mathis. Two Stampeders rally to bring him down. Led by linebacker Moncrief. Gain of about five. And we'll call it second and five. Mathis, a big, big, big target. Picked up in the supplemental draft last year by the Elks.
Yeah, and he just goes. He's the third man in and three receivers to one side. He just goes and finds a little hole in the secondary. But the secondary or the linebacker's got a good deep drop. So they came up to make the tackle and still got him in second along. That's what you want to do if it's first down and about 20.
Elks receivers running to their spots. Play clock is at 11. Second down and 9 at the midfield stripe for Cody Fajardo. Four-man Calgary pressure. Fajardo is back. Sets up, throws a long out to the near side. That ball is caught by Victor, but he's tackled immediately at the Calgary 50-yard line as they rally to bring him down. Linebacker Moncrief over.
Yep, Moncrief.
And that makes it third and five.
Yeah, good job by Moncrief, our Sam linebacker, 6'1", 213. He's in his eighth year, so he's experienced. He knows what to do. You cut off the inside curl and let him throw that wide side out and hope you get lots of pursuit to the football, which they did, and tackled him about 2 yards short.
Punting time for the Elks. Cody Grace is on.
Cody Grace back to punt.
The two returners for the Stampeders, Horton and Brooks. Eric Brooks to the near side. Grace steps in, a line drive kick angling to the far side. Horton will pick it up at the 15. Flags on the field. He gets a couple of yards, but I'm certain an Elk will be called for no yards. We'll sort it out in a moment. The score, the Calgary Stampeders 15 and the Edmonton Elks 1. You're listening to Stampeder Football, racking up another great season of football, something we've been doing for over three decades. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
In times of crisis, Canadians support each other. The state of the advertising landscape in Canada is an emergency. Canada's ad market is increasingly dominated by billionaire-owned foreign tech companies. Instead of supporting Canadian jobs, communities, and local business, they spread misinformation, hate, and political interference. Let's keep ad dollars at home on radio and TV stations, websites, streaming, and news services that are Canadian-owned. It's time to buy Canadian. A message from QR Calgary.
Thanks for listening. This is number 14, Clark Barnes. Now back to Calgary Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
Here's a message. It's Calgary 15, the Elks 1, as we return. Erden Adams, after the penalty, leads the Stampeders out from the 34-yard line. Stampeders again in charge at 15-1. Adams has been very impressive.
Yep.
Change of the running back spot. Evans is in the backfield now. And he will get the haul, explodes up the middle, 40, 45, up near the 50, and picks up a first down as he just rocketed up the middle and has a huge gain.
That guy's got great vision. I saw it last game, and little just a handoff mark, and the 5'11", big guy, 230, fourth year out of Louisville, just shoots up the hole like that. And he was doing it last game and doing it this game, so good, best run of the day for the Stampeders.
You got it. It's out to the 48-yard line. Garn's a linebacker tackling. Stampeders now starting to substitute. Brooks goes right. Big, big Joseph Ngata goes right as well. On first down. On the ground again. Another big hole running up the middle. Liz Evans gets across the 50. Down to the 48 of Edmonton before he's tackled and has the first down. Let's check in on sideline developments with none other than Lisa Hillary.
Guys, 10th year CFL veteran Vernon Adams Jr., one of the best in the league at his position, and we're certainly seeing it so far in this first half tonight. I asked him earlier this week about the pressure from this fan base and this organization as a whole getting back to its winning ways. He said pressure is a privilege, and it's something that's denied to many in his circle, so he is certainly up for the challenge and looking forward to righting the ship.
The back is, of course, Jesru Natwe. Back is Adams. Flare pass out of the backfield is tipped, and almost intercepted by the Elks. Actually, almost intercepting the ball. Very, very close, but couldn't quite pull it in. Was Jackson, the defensive back. Yeah, we got our 20s and 28s mixed up, so it's actually local guy Jesru Natwe in the backfield.
Well, that was first bad throw by Vernon Adams. He just kind of pushed that one, Mark, didn't step into it and overthrew the guy, and that should have been picked, so he got a little bit lucky there.
And we played with BC and Montreal, but is a UMC product and beyond thrilled to be back home. Just worked out contractually for everybody, and here he is. That Peter Stark receivers in the motion. Back is Adams. Pitching left. The ball is caught and then driven out of bounds. On the near sidelines is Ishmael Hyman. But he should have enough for the first down, pending the spot of the ball. Or very, very close. Jackson, the defensive back, driving him into touch.
A good, strong yak yards by Hyman. He caught about four, had the guy grasp around him. But he's a big physical guy at 6 feet, 200 pounds, and just kept his feet going. And he got the first down, he got the first down all because of his power and kind of leaping over a defensive back on that one.
10:22 remaining in the quarter. It's 15-1 Stampeders. We're in the first half. And we in the backfield. And again, Adams is back, looking short side, but he's in trouble, scrambling in the backfield, stays on his feet, finally put down at the 45-yard line, but that's his elusiveness. He did lose yards, Greg, but he kept the play alive before Taylor the end brought him down, lost the five.
Yeah, that time he didn't get much of a drop, Mark, so good upfield pressure by the D lineman, and he was in that pocket, and he's not a big guy at only 5'11", couldn't see down the field, trying to get out of the pocket. That was just good defensive play by those four defensive linemen by the Elks.
Backs the Stampeders up to the 45-yard line and makes it second down and 17 yards. Ishmael Hyman runs to his spot to the far side of the field. Alfred in the game as well. Again, Adams takes the snap. Pocket holds. He pitches downfield for Hyman. Led him too far at the Elks 20, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, so the Elks came out and finally stopped Vernon Adams. That time tried to run a little, they call that a dig route. You go down and it's not a post, but you kind of come across the middle. And Vernon, I thought that the receiver is going to come to the middle a little bit more. So only two incompletions by Vernon this entire game. So we got Rennie with a long field goal with the wind.
With the wind, yeah.
Yeah, this should have enough leg. It's from 53, Mark, but still.
Yep. Aaron Crawford, the long snapper, back in. Yeah. I would think so. He's done it before. Why not now?
From 53 yards, those goalposts look pretty tight.
The snap, the hold, the kick by Paredes. It's going, has the range, has the distance, and it is good. I expected nothing less. All right, the score, Calgary 18, Edmonton 1. This is second quarter CFL action on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Celebrate 8 decades of Stampeders football. Get your tickets for the Stampeders 80th birthday party as we kick off the 2025 football season at McMahon Stadium.
Watch Vernon Adams Jr.'s debut versus Bo Levi Mitchell and the Hamilton Tiger Cats on June 7th. It's going to be a party in McMahon to start the season with something for fans of all ages.
The next chapter of the Stampeders legacy starts here. Get your tickets to the Stampeders 80th birthday party at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Thanks for listening. This is Dave Dickinson. Now back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
Dave Dickinson's team is up 18-1. We have 9 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the opening half. Stampeders and the Edmonton Elks. Elks now have changed up quarterbacks. They've got McIlvain in the ball game. He will take on first down, gives it up the middle, trying to make some room and push it upfield as Knight, the rookie, but not much room there, so it'll be second down. And long McIlvain from Central Arkansas. Moncrief on the tackle. So that's again, what, 3? Second down and 3.
Yeah, Stampeders sticking with their first teamers this second quarter, Mark. I'm sure in the second half you're going to start seeing lots of substitutions. But right now they got the starters that were projected to start the start of the season.
Victor and Tyson Middlemost, who signed from the Stampeders. Fifth-year player now with the Elks. He's in motion towards the line on the near side. Stampeders come on the blitz. Back is McIlvain. Pitches downfield. Ball caught. And then
dropped it.
Had it and dropped it. It was Tyson Middlemost. It's incomplete.
Yeah, it's a good throw, I thought, Mark. It was just dropped. A receiver had to kind of reach back to get it. And the Stamps are saying that he caught it. And it was a fumble. And officials are saying, no, don't try and do that on me. It's he dropped that ball.
8 minutes, 13 seconds remaining. Tyson Middlemost, a special teams favorite of Mark Killam when he was here with the Stampeders, so it only made sense that he took him to Edmonton.
Yeah, he was one of the... You don't get too many receivers who do good on teams. It's the DBs like that, yeah, and the linebackers, but Middlemost did his job, and that's why Mark Killam really liked him.
Harton is the solo returner for the Calgary Stampeders. Grace on to punt. Actually, another returner is back as well, Brooks. Ball is kicked downfield. Brooks will run up and catch at the 30. A flag is thrown, and Elk was almost on his boot tops when he made the catch. So nice return up to about the 41, and after the play, another flag. We'll sort it all out in just a moment. Welcome back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary. The score, Calgary 18, Edmonton 1. This is Stampeder football, and we're the voice of the red and white. QR Calgary, 770 CHQR.
Inspiration.
It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack, celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 101st Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Hi, this is Jalen Philpott. Your Stampeders play here on QR Calgary.
Stampeders 18, Elks 1, our first game at McMahon Stadium. Greg, it's just so nice to be back at the stadium. You and I were sitting here about an hour before the game, and in comes one of the greatest Stampeders ever, Tom Frizzani, just to say hi. And just nice to acquaint yourself with a lot of people you see at the stadium all the time. Just so much enjoyment.
Well, that's not what I was thinking. It's nice being a booth. Yeah, last week we were just on scaffolding, so it's good to be up here again.
From the 42-yard line, the Calgary Stampeders, their own 42, make it the 31-yard line after the penalty. Adams will take the ball. No, actually, it's Walker in the game now. Pitch across the middle, and that is caught. Or a pick of about five or six by Joseph Ngata, who is an imposing physical specimen. And that's about maybe an 8-yard gain.
Well, they're expecting Joseph to, he's another big guy. They got some big receivers, big DB, 6'3", 222, Mark. And they're expecting him to, should have made a couple big plays last week. And so they wanted to see him step it up. He did a good job on that play.
Short yardage play. Walker takes the ball. A flag is in the air. He runs left and has the first down, but will await the decision from the referees on the two yellow flags on the field.
The Elks, if they're offside again, they're just doing something
offside,
wrong.
Offside. Edmonton defensive line.
Yeah, that's the fourth time, Mark, they've been called by lining up offside. If you're a defensive line coach, you just got to get on those guys and say, hey, guys, this is not the NFL. You can't go nose-to-nose with your old lineman. You got to be back a yard. Four. Lining up offsides is not good.
Yeah, first and 10, Stampeders at the 45-yard line. You're listening to QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. Tevin Jones splits to the short side of the field. B.J. Walker in the game at quarterback, 8 of 16 last week. But he'll give a stretch handoff to Dreshman Antri out of the backfield. He hits the hole, falls forward, drags a tackler with him. Picks up about five or six on the play, pending the spot.
Dreshman Antri's fifth year. Alouette,
yep.
A Calgary guy, so it's good to see those Calgary guys do something. Got a good run on that play.
Lose on the tackle, 6:26 on the clock running to play in this quarter. Stampeders at their 49-yard line. Two plunge touchdowns by Logan Bonner have put all the points on the scoreboard for the Stampeders. Beckleton in motion to the line. Back is Walker. Deep drop. Standing. Throws out of the backfield. Antwi catches. Midfield. And is clobbered out of bounds into the Elks bench on the far side. But I do think has the first down.
Well, and that's what we wanted P.J. Walker to do. Last week, Mark, he would have thrown that deep.
Yep.
But they don't want him. He's got a rifle of an arm, but managed the game. So good job by P.J. Walker to learn something. He probably would have been... incomplete pass on a deep route. So give it to your back in the flat, make him get some yak yards, get the first down. So good play by P.J. Walker.
Stampeders come out of the huddle. Big and Gatta goes left. Brooks this way as well. Alford here as well. Stampeders across midfield, Edmonton 54-yard line. On the ground, though, to Antwi. He runs right, continues his movement down to about the 47-yard line where he's tackled. He just kind of was picking his way. Actually, it's Eno Benjamin now making the run.
Yeah, Eno Benjamin's got that breakaway speed, did a good job of kind of just dancing down the line a little bit, keeping his feet going. And finally getting a hole and shooting up the field, getting a good 6 yards. Good run by Benjamin.
Second down and 4 yards to go. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Stampeders on top, 18-1. And Gatta and Brooks, they come to the wide left side of the field. Now Hyman joins on this side. Snap is back, linebacker blitz on. Walker in the pocket, hit as he throws, sends it over the middle. A flag is thrown, and they may have been pass interference on a back, restricting the route of one of the Stampeder receivers, but it was thrown by the back judge.
It's going to be pass interference on the out, so nothing Walker could do. That pocket collapsed fast around him. He tried to step into the pocket, buy himself another second, and throw
pass
the ball.
Pass interference, Edmonton number 74. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
P.J. Walker, just as he threw the football, he was hit, and the ball really didn't go very far, but fought that time, but he got good luck on that play to get the first down because of a P.I.
Yep, Jackson, the defensive back. He's a rookie, learning the ways of the CFL. Sam Peters with the penalty advance to the Edmonton 28-yard line. They're leading 18-1.
18-1, and on the march again with P.J. Walker this time.
The wind has calmed down, but it's still at the Stampeder's back.
You're right. It's really calmed down quite a bit.
Devin Jones, Ishmael Hyman go to the short right side of the field. Elks and four. But it's out of the backfield for Benjamin. He runs right, breaks a tackle, gets up at the 20, and that's where he's pushed out of bounds. He spotted it about the 21-yard line. But he went right, Greg, and just made life tough for the Elks before they pushed him out of bounds.
All these running backs are doing good. Antwi did good while he was in there. Benjamin, we saw how well Evans did. And the only guy that really didn't get a chance to take off was our starter, Dietrich Mills. So these young running backs, just like they did last week, are doing very good this week.
Second down, 4 yards to go is where they spotted for the Stampeders. B.J. Walker taking over as the quarterback. Lines up with the gun, Antwi in the backfield. And Antwi gets the call, shoots through a hole left side. He's hit, falls forward to the 16, but that should be enough for the first down.
You know, good vision by Antwi, because he made a little, just planted his foot and went the other way, Mark, and got around the defensive line. That was a good run by Antwi, because he could have been stopped right at the line of scrimmage, made a good move, shot the field, didn't dance at all, and got the first down.
DeBlanco, the middle linebacker, tackling. The Stampeders now are first down to the Edmonton 16. They're moving right to left to the patio end of McMahon Stadium today. P.J. Walker at the controls. Two backs in the backfield to help him block. He'll take the ball and again give Antwi. He's hit as he accepts the ball, breaks free of the tackle, and then goes forward a couple of yards, and that's about it.
Oh, he had that read pass option again to Antwi, and that one was stopped. That's one that P.J. might want to, you know, just to keep them honest all the time, pull out and run yourself because he's got good quick feet. Second and long down there on the goal line red zone. We'll see what happens, what play they call here for P.J.
Second down and eight for Gamba on the tackle. Here come the Stampeders, scrimmaging on the 15-yard line of Edmonton. Second down and 8.5. Blitz is on by Edmonton. Walker is back, throws, and the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and Karam's way back to the 40-yard line, so that's incomplete.
Yeah, he didn't get much of a, only had about a two-step drop to try to throw a quick slant, but the D-line picked up. They just got their big mitts on it, and that ball bounced way up and way back. But P.J. marched him down the field, and should be an automatic three here for
Rennie Calgary
Paredes.
18, the Edmonton Elks 1. That's your. Stay tuned for the final minutes of the second quarter. You're listening to your Alberta Ford dealer, Stampeder Football on QR Calgary.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices. So much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn & Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get In and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%. Plus, a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get In and Go event. On now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
This is Micah Tights, number 42. Now back to Stampeders football on QR Calgary.
Well, the Stampeders will set up for a field goal. This will be from 22.
And with the wind, it's about as automatic as it gets. Snap. It's pinned. He steps into the kick, and no debate. And the Stampeders go up by a count of 21-1. So,
Rennie Paredes, 14th year out of Concordia, 40 years old, Mark. Is he going to, you know, he keeps going and he's going to shatter some of these Stampeder records?
Oh, yeah. You know,
what is he right now? Third or
second behind Mark McLaughlin?
And,
I looked at it in the offseason. He would need four seasons. He's roughly about 680 points behind Mark McLaughlin.
Oh, he's really behind there quite a bit.
Yeah. It'd be about four seasons before Paredes could break it. But let me be blunt. He's really good.
Well,
I don't care what his age is.
He's really jacked up a little bit, Mark. I looked at him. I thought, oh, Rennie, you going out for linebacker this year? Because he's pretty big and cut.
From the 40-yard line, that's where the Elks will start out after the field goal. McElveen is the setback. And he gives a handoff. Huge hole right side exploding up the field.
Yeah, Stampeder's now making some substitutions. That was the biggest run the Elks have had. But
McBride making the run on that one, and he picks up about 7 or 8 yards.
Stamps getting Keelon Thomas in there. Looks like Justin Sombo's in.
Second down and about 2 yards to go. 2-14 remaining. Second down and 2 yards to go. McElveen, 65% completion percentage in his career. And they'll give again out of the backfield, running right, trying to get to the open field, but should have enough for the first down. McBride has the ball and then is stood up and brought down by the Stampeders.
Daniel Amoko did a good job of slicing in from that outside corner position. If he wrapped up, he would have made the tackle, but he didn't wrap, just hit him, and good play by the running back to bounce off him. But no. Danielle will learn from that. You just got to wrap if you're in that open field.
First and 10, Edmonton at their 53-yard line. Elks have three receivers to the wide left side. That is back to McElveen. Looks short side, nobody open. He steps up and he's caught. He's brought down inside. It's Cale Devant. Second-year defensive lineman who brought him down, and it'll be a loss of a couple on the play.
Yeah, good job by Cale Devant, the big 286-pounder. He did a good job of getting off his guy and bringing him down in the BC fifth-round draft choice.
Yep, and he came here. Elks in a passing situation. Second down, Edmonton. In the gun is McElveen. 1:32 remaining in the quarter. Again, McElveen takes the ball. McElveen back, leans back, throws behind the target out of the backfield, trying to set McBride, but that was a poorly thrown ball because of the pressure, and now the Elks will send it downfield.
You said it right, Mark, because of the pressure. It was great job by the D linemen. The offensive linemen had their hands up and their shoulders, and they were going arm to arm, and the D linemen were just pushing that O-line back right into the quarterback. Credit that to the D line. They caused that wayward pass.
Stampeders have a couple returners. Horton to the far side, and Brooks to the near side as Cody Grace is ready to punt into that breeze. He launches this kick, bit of a flutter, hangs up. Settling under inside the 20 is Brooks. He runs right, cuts left, looks to get the edge, but the Elks fly downfield and bring him down. Mathis, the receiver, pulls him down by the boot tops, and the Stampeders will start out around the 25.
P.J. Walker back in. We'll see what he can do with his hurry-up offense. Get up over the ball, and good experience for P.J. in the CFL because they just don't have situations like this where you got to move the ball. You know, you got 40 seconds. It's a totally different two-minute offense down in the NFL than it is up here in the CFL.
They did a lot of situational football this week where they'd, you know, say there's 47 seconds left in the game, ran the game clock, ran the play clock.
We'll see how P.J. does with this drive.
Yep.
Vaughn is in the game. He moves as a receiver right. B.J. Walker snaps it in the right flat. Caught. Turning upfield. Getting a couple yards past the line of scrimmage. Maybe three or four on the play.
Good first down pickup.
That was Eric Brooks made the catch.
Just a screen pass to the wide side. They're going to huddle up, though, and a little bit surprised at that because that clock's going to start ticking, so PK's got to learn get in and out of that huddle.
1 minute and 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Stampeders are second down and five. They have a 21-1 lead. Walker is the quarterback, Eno Benjamin with him in the backfield. Stampeders have Vaughn splitting left. Back is the quarterback Walker, dancing in the pocket, then throws to his check down man, caught by Benjamin. He catches, falls forward to the 35, and I think has the first down.
PK stepped into the pocket, Mark, and just flicked it forward to Benjamin, his running back. Now he's getting his guys over the line, knowing they only got 45 seconds once that referee blows out. It's going to be third down. Oh, they're going to give him the first down.
First down to 10 at the 35-yard line. PJ Walker from Bayonne, New Jersey, calling out signals. Benjamin in the backfield, fake to Benjamin. A pitch to the left side of the formation. Caught by the Stampeders, pushing ahead to the 45-yard line. Making the grab is Ishmael Hyman, and that is really close to a first down. Jackson, the defensive back, brings him down.
Well, it's a good chance that the referee's got to look at the sticks. Just give the Stamps time to get over the ball and get the play called. Hyman has played well both these games. Very physical. He's just blocking well and getting lots of good yak yards.
Stampeders are about 6 inches short. On second down, Walker will go to the air. Walker is back, firing a strike down the near sideline and overthrows the intended target. Hyman at the 30-yard line of Edmondson. That made a little sense. Well, second down, short, just change it up a bit and go deep.
Well, that was a well-thrown football. You throw it to the outside shoulder so it can't be intercepted. You don't want to throw it up so it could be intercepted on a short throw, Mark. And you know what? I thought you had a little bit more speed and could have had a well-thrown. That's how you teach a guy to throw a football deep at a situation like this.
44-yard line. Stampeders inches to go. 25 seconds remaining in the half. P.J. Walker comes under center. The Elks crowd the line of scrimmage. Walker is down, runs left, flags in the air. He has the first down.
How much you want to bet it's offside? Just, the Elks can't line up onside.
Offside. Edmonton number 32. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Well, far be it from me to tell Mark Killam what to do. But you better talk to those linemen.
Yeah, you better say, look, we are not, you know what? It's going to hurt him, too, because PJ's got 21 seconds to possibly get this in Rennie Prentice field goal. And I know it's only a preseason game, but you always act like a game. And right now, it's under pressure. You want to learn how to get into field goal range for your field goal kicker.
First down and 10 at the 49-yard line. Tavin and Hyman going right for the Calgary Stampeders. They lead 21-1, late stages of the first half. Walker accepts the ball. Backpedals, throws out of the backfield. That's caught by Benjamin across midfield and is clotheslined into the Calgary bench by Johnson. Be a gain of maybe 7 on the play. Second
down. We have another flag. Undisciplined flag by the Elks. That's going to really push the Elks. They look like a preseason team that haven't played a preseason game, Mark. Lots of penalties. That's his third unsportsmanlike conduct.
10-yard misconduct foul. Edmonton number 32. 10-yard penalty. First down.
You know, these guys are all cranked up, but we get the opposing bench. There shouldn't be any chatter like that or pushing because the referees are trying to say, you know what, we're not going to put up with it, and now's the time to set the mark right now what the standard is for discipline, and they're saying it's high.
First down and 10 at the Edmonton 43-yard line. 16 seconds remain. If the Stamps get a chunk of yards here, they'll bring on Randy Paredes, I am sure. Five receivers out, back is Walker. Setting up, throwing a strike across the middle, dropping linebacker, pulls it in, intercepted. DeBlanco has it at the 30-yard line. He rumbles forward a few yards, and it's out to the Edmonton 36-yard line.
Well, that's PJ's nemesis. He throws picks. That time, trying to go, he got a rifle right over the middle. He just didn't see the linebacker. Just a great play by the linebacker to step back and make that pick. And if there's one thing that PJ Walker has to learn to do, and that's not get so many picks. Had a lot in camp. He's got a rock of an arm. Did a good job, but too many picks.
DeBlanco trying to make a spot in the Edmonton linebacking core, which may be their strength. They've got some good ones who are both at home here. 6 seconds remain. McElveen, the quarterback. And he'll take the ball. Give on a handoff. dancing up the middle, then being stood up and pushed back. And that'll do it for the half. Ball taken out of the backfield by Edmonton on the play. McBride. And that'll do it for the half. A very solid half. The Calgary Stampeders are firmly in charge by a score of 21-1. Ready for Edmonton with a couple of field goals, a couple of touchdowns as well. Stampeders playing their second and final preseason game of 2025. Edmonton, this is their first. We'll hear from Dave Dickinson. A couple of quick words with him and Lisa. After this, Dave Dickinson, I think he's not in preseason, or he's in preseason form. He ran off to the dressing room, had to call him back. Here's Lisa Hillary on the sidelines.
Guys, thank you, Dave. Most of those points on the board with Vernon Adams Jr. under center, looking every bit like a 9-year veteran. Did you like his read so far in this ball game early on?
Yeah, no, he played well, and he had that relationship with multiple receivers, which is good. But you could kind of tell he played a lot of ball with Dom, and they had a good thing going that first half.
Bonner, 2-for-2 in those short yardage situations. Was that an experiment coming in?
Kind of. I mean, we'll probably go a different guy in the second half, but we definitely wanted to see how we do, and we've gotten now three different quarterbacks that have ran short yardage, so we're looking, yeah, but all three have done well.
Do you want to see P.J. Walker take the bulk of the reps in the second half of this ball game?
I mean, he'll definitely get work. We're going to let the game kind of dictate what we do. I mean, the other guys need opportunity as well, but want to see him take some steps as well.
Coach, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, Dave Dickinson, it's preseason for him. He was running to the dressing room instead of stopping for the interview, but we got him, and thank you, Lisa. That's your second quarter. This is your radio home for football, QR Calgary.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors, or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale, or visit Claus.com. That's Claas.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety, for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
We're halfway done the game, but plenty more action is to come on your Alberta Ford dealers, Stampeders Football.
But first, QR Calgary is your halftime haven as we break down what's taken place and predict what will happen next.
It's the Stampeders Halftime Show with Jack Wilson and Dave McIver on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
A very impressive debut for Vernon Adams as he makes his debut in the red and white tonight. He gets the start, he gets the opening drive, and he takes that opening drive. Six plays, 54 yards. He hits Dominic Rhymes twice, including a 44-yard catch by Dominic Rhymes. It was all capped off by a one-yard touchdown run. You heard Dave Dickinson talk about it with Lisa Hillary. A one-yard touchdown run by Logan Bonner. The Calgary Stampeders get on the board early.
Goal line opportunity for the Stampeders, and Logan Bonner comes in and under center. Lines are down. He surges right. He's in the end zone. It's a touchdown pending a flag.
Pending a flag, meaning, yes, a defensive
offside by the Edmonton Elks. And boy, that was an ongoing theme in the first half of football. The Edmonton Elks taking 8 penalties. The Calgary Stampeders taking only 1. The Calgary Stampeders got a second touchdown from Logan Bonner. Another 1-yard touchdown catch. They had a 66-yard punt single by Cody Grace. By Fraser Mazin. Cody Grace got the punt single for the Edmonton Elks. And then Rene Paredes with a couple of field goals, 53 yards and 22 yards. Calgary Stampeders have a very commanding 21-1 lead through 30 minutes of play here at McMahon Stadium. Welcome to the Valentine Volvo Cars Royal Oak halftime show. Valentine Volvo proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946. Taking a quick look at the stat story here tonight, I mentioned Vernon Adams. He completes 9 of 12 for 129 yards. A very impressive debut for Vernon Adams. P.J. Walker comes in. He completes 6 of 9, but he did throw that late touchdown to late interception to DeBlanco, as that was the one blemish on his scorecard. Jeshwan Antwi, a very nice game as far as the former University of Calgary Dino running back. 5 carries, 39 yards. Dominic Rimes was the top receiver for the Calgary Stampeders in the first half. 4 catches for 81 yards for Dominic Rimes. Calgary Stampeders really do dominate all phases of the game. They dominate the time of possession in the first half. 17 first downs to only 3 first downs for the Edmonton Elks. Net offense for the Calgary Stampeders, 242, only 70 for the Edmonton Elks. Calgary Stampeders have 38 offensive plays. Edmonton only has 17. I already told you about the penalties. Disastrous for the Edmonton Elks. Not too bad for the Calgary Stampeders at all. All in all, both teams had 1 turnover in this game. And again, the Calgary Stampeders have the lead. All right, we're going to take our first time out here on the halftime show. When we come back, we're going to hear from the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League. Stuart Johnson, not in the house, but we're going to take you back to when Stuart was introduced as the 15th commissioner in the Canadian Football League. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders. Thanks so much for listening to QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Western Financial Group, Canada's insurance broker, a proud partner of the Calgary Stampeders, has been insuring Canadians since 1905. Western's insurance brokers will save you money by bundling your home and car insurance and find you insurance for all your needs, including business. Protect your turf with the right coverage, and you can stay in the game. Visit westernfinancialgroup.ca or call 888-594-3120 to get your free quote.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%. Plus, a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over 3 decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
When the Calgary Stampeders are on the road this season, Dave McIver and myself were live on the road at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Calgary Stampeders will open the CFL regular season at home against Bo Levi Mitchell and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. That is Saturday, June the 7th, the 5 o'clock kickoff here at McMahon Stadium. The Stamps will play their first road game of the 2025 season in Toronto against the defending Grey Cup champions. That is Saturday, June the 14th. That will be a 2 o'clock kickoff Calgary time. The Calgary Stampeders had Stuart Johnson in our city for the Stampede Bowl announcement, but the big news in the offseason for the CFL was the introduction of the 15th commissioner in league history. Stuart Johnson leaves TSN. He joins the Canadian Football League as their commissioner. Let's take you back to a season opening news conference when he talked about his vision, his mission, and some of the challenges.
The CFL is a symbol of Canadian pride and unity. Our league embodies the values that make Canada great, resiliency, diversity, and community spirit. As we move forward, we will continue to honor and promote these values, ensuring that the CFL remains a source of pride and a beacon of Canadian excellence. Despite our successes, we must acknowledge that challenges lie ahead. Financial instability has been a significant issue, exacerbated by the pandemic and the need for a sustainable business model. Although our historically strong ownership group has provided stable footing, we face stiff competition from other sports leagues, as well as other forms of entertainment. And we must work diligently to attract and retain fans. Adapting to changes in consumer behavior, such as the shift towards digital media and streaming platforms, is crucial. And we must address the aging fan base by developing strategies to appeal to younger generations.
It's a great point by the commissioner, made by many commissioners before him. How do you get a younger fan base? Well, the commissioner addressed that. How do you attract a younger fan base for the Canadian Football League?
Expanding our digital presence. The team at the league office, the teams at the clubs that are focused on digital content distribution are outstanding. The improvements that we've seen in engagement and in number of page views, number of videos has been fantastic. So short term, let's go to where those younger fans are looking for entertaining content. Long term, I'm coming back to, I want kids touching footballs. I want them playing football. I want them understanding football. I want them loving football. It's a great, it's an easy sport to love. And I think flag football being the 2028 Olympics provides us an opportunity to gain some attention with audiences that may not be exposed to CFL football at this point.
Flag football in the 2028 Olympics. The NFL has already said, yes, we want our players there. That means the top Canadian players in the NFL can play at the Olympics as well. Stuart Johnson has already said that he would love to see Canadian Football League players there, but he has not said we're going to pause the season to make sure the best Canadian Football League players are at the 2028 Olympics. Anyway, we're out of time here on the Halftime Show. Thanks so much for listening. The Calgary Stampeders do have a 21-1 lead over the Edmonton Elks. We're going to get a quick update from the Global Newsroom and then back to Mark and Greg with play-by-play action of the second half here from the Billy Powers broadcast booth at McMahon Stadium.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or volvocarscalgary.com.
With Global News at the Half, I'm Thomas Dias. The Aboriginal Friendship Center hosted a red dress traditional powwow today in honor of the lives and spirits of murdered, missing, and exploited Indigenous peoples. Calgary Mayor Jyoti Gondek says the event is of great importance to the city.
One small step in our journey towards reconciliation. If we are not speaking the truth and talking about the tragedies that are happening, then there's no awareness. So with awareness comes change, and that's what we're trying to do.
If you've never attended a powwow, Gondek is encouraging you to seek one out. Well, what's being called Canada's most ambitious Indigenous-led land development project, TAZA, will soon be home to a lot of Calgarians in a year's time. Located in the southwest, the community is being designed in partnership with the Tsuut'ina Nation. President of the TAZA Development Corporation, James Robertson, says he's continually impressed by their entrepreneurship.
Their business expertise is phenomenal, and they're willing to work with us to find the right balance between things that reflect their culture and their values, but at the same time appeal to the larger community in the Calgary region.
Achieving growth and prosperity by developing the parcel of land is a vision held by Soutina leaders since the 1970s. And U.S. President Donald Trump took full credit for America's military might today, telling graduates of West Point Military Academy that he rebuilt the Army. And then Trump added this to his speech.
The job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows, to transform foreign cultures, but to spread democracy to everybody around the world at the point of a gun.
Global News Sky Tracker weather, a few clouds overnight with a low of 8 degrees, sunny tomorrow with a high of 26. I'm Thomas Dias. Your next scheduled newscast is coming up after the game on QR Calgary.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%. Plus, a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Thanks for listening. This is Renat Paredes, kicker for the Calgary Stampeders. Now back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
It's 21-1 for the Calgary Stampeders. Welcome back. The action resumes. We're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth presented by South Point Toyota at McMahon Stadium. Welcome to the third quarter, and Stampeders will kick off from the north end. And Greg, let's have some stats from the first half.
First downs, Stamps 17, Elks 3. Net offense, Elks only 70. Stamps 242. Offensive plays, Stamps 38, Elks 17. Rushing, Elks only 14 yards, Stamps 76. Passing, Stampeders 173, Elks 57.